There's no difference in you and me.
Amen. Amen.
My heart beats just like yours.
Yeah.
Amen.
I walk just like you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I live just like you. And the same God that I serve is the same God you serve.
Yes, yes,
His word says, I have no respect of persons.
That's right.
You know why God used Billy Graham?
Go ahead.
Because he got out of the box.
That's exactly right.
He was from Montreat, North Carolina.
Yep.
And he was America's pastor.
Yep.
He never pastored one church.
Amen.
He just said, I got a word.
That's right.
I can't think of a better church to pastor, brother, than America.
Yes. Amen. Go ahead.
Than America.
Hallelujah.
When we were getting ready to go into the Persian Gulf War, you remember this. You was young, I know. But y'all like to remind me of my age pretty much. But you and I.
Okay.
When we were getting ready to go into the Persian Gulf War, what did our president do? President Bush said, get Billy Graham up here.
Yeah.
And before he made a decision,
yeah,
he asked Reverend Graham to pray with him.
Yes, amen.
And you know what? As soon as he prayed, he knew what he needed to do.
Yeah.
When we were going through the stuff with President George W. Bush, who was the first person he called? He called Pastor Billy Graham, Billy Graham, however you want to call him. He said, will you please pray for me?
Yes, you should.
We have a president in the White House now. It has a worship service in the Oval Office every morning.
Amen.
Yes,
but we don't
amen.
See that on television.
Yeah.
He calls pastors in. Yep. And before he even does, whether you like him or not, he calls pastors in and says, will you pray with me before I make a decision? Whether you like his cheese curd hair and his orange complexion,
that's right.
At least he has enough respect to seek God.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I mean, you start talking about him, you have a difference of opinions. Everybody does.
Amen. That's right.
But you know what the Bible tells me? Does he not, Elder Joe? I'm supposed to pray for my leaders.
That's right.
I have to pray for them daily. I need to lift them up and they'll make godly decisions and take care of these. You need to pray for your pastor, your elders, and your deacons daily.
Amen.
That they will lead this church in the way that God wants it led.
Yes, amen.
And you know what? If he's chasing God's heart, he's chasing God's heart, he's chasing God's heart, the other deacons are chasing God's heart, then they're going to be able to preserve yours in their hands. They're going to be able to say, hey, you know what? I trust my pastor.
Yes, amen.
I trust the elder. I trust the
deacon. Yes, yes.
If you can't trust them, what are you doing
Go ahead.
Because your life is in their hands.
You're right.
Come on, think about it.
You're right. That's
think
true.
About it. Think about it. Believe it or not, people, okay, I'm going to say this and I'm done. Reaching people means we want to carry them further than their natural eye could ever see.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My job as a pastor and evangelist, now I have to change from reverend to doctor, they told me. But that's cool.
Amen.
I don't mind that. I work hard for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, very hard for it.
Amen.
But I don't want people to look at it thinking I'm any different.
That's right.
Amen.
I just did it because I want to know when I preach the word of God to you that I know it from A to Z.
Amen.
I want to know that when I leave Newland Christian Church tonight, drive down the mountain, that I gave you the word, not my opinion.
That's exactly right. Amen.
My opinion will send me to hell.
That's right.
But the word of God will preserve me. Like, get me ready for a place called heaven.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
But we as a church, as I close, we need to carry people further than their natural eye can see. One quote that I live with, if the Lord was to call me home tonight, you come down the mountain and have a party. Because I have told people, when if I pass away, to put me in the corner and have church. Just take that body. I'm going to tell you, just make sure you stop by my casket. Because I'm going to have some smarties in a bowl. Get you one.
Yeah.
And say, you know, man that wins a soul is wise. He was a smartie.
Man.
Y'all are going to have a buffet of everything you can make. We're going to have some gluten-free stuff too. Hallelujah. You just have a party. You just have a party. Because I don't want you weeping for me.
That's right. Amen.
Because I know where I'm going.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Don't you weep. I want you just to leave. I want to leave a legacy with you that whenever things happen, you can sit there and say, I want Pastor Philip and Pastor Stanley to be in the pulpit and say, Pastor Jonathan shared this with me.
Yes.
That is the greatest compliment a pastor can have.
Thank you,
if somebody uses the words that God has given you.
Yes,
because that lets you know that you spent time with God and you've impacted their life for Christ.
Amen.
Think about it. That's what God's called us to do.
Amen.
Yes.
But we're diamonds in the rough.
That's right.
And the Word of God tells us that when we go through fire, we'll come out as pure gold, fit for a king.
Yes,
some of you are going through the fire right now. Don't give up.
Yes.
Because the thing is simply this. What's going on in the fire is the dross is burning off of you.
Amen.
And the dross is going to come to the, to the top.
Thank you, Lord.
And when God's done with you, you're going to come to the top.
Amen.
And you're going to be a diamond in the rough, fit for
Thank
a king.
Lord
God, how many of you know, a diamond
you,
don't
Lord.
Look pretty when you first get it.
That's right.
It's kind of black, like cold.
It is.
But then when you put it in the fire,
when
you got, before you got saved, you was black as coal.
That's right.
Then you went through the purification of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
you and you went under and you came back up. And now you're a diamond.
Yes.
Or a king.
Amen.
You should have shouted.
Yes.
Why do you think men give wives diamonds?
Yeah.
You a man here gave your wife a diamond. Shit for you. We're getting ready. Heather and I are getting ready in February to have an anniversary. And God spoke to me and said, get her another diamond. And I'm going to let her pick it out. You might say, why? Because I think, you men know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't pick out jewelry for your wife. You're
going to
find out one day. We let them go with us to pick it out.
Yeah.
Because nothing would break your heart more than for you to give it to her. Oh, it's a diamond. Yeah. You know how many payments I have to pay for it? You say it's a diamond? Am I helping you?
You're right.
Amen.
That breaks your heart, don't it?
Yeah.
What you feel? Man, you do something for your wife, and she says, oh, thank you. I expected more than that. But you want to tell you something that I'll tell you as I close? That's the way God is.
That's exactly
when God does something for us, and we say, thank you.
You're right. Go ahead.
He looks and says, really?
Yeah.
I just caused a breakthrough in your life.
Thank
and you're saying,
Lord.
Thank you. Get
thank
into church. Waymaker, miracle worker,
yes,
promise
amen.
Keeper. That is who you are. What are you to me? You're my waymaker.
Yes.
Because your word says that you'll make a way your seeds will be no way.
Yes,
you're
right.
A promise keeper. You're not slack concerning
yes,
your promise.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Miracle worker, you said in your word that
amen.
You would raise the dead. You said in your word that you would heal the sick.
Yes.
You said in your word that you would give us life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Waymaker, miracle
yes.
worker, promise keeper,
hallelujah.
Light in the
yes.
darkness. You said you would direct my steps because my feet are shod with the preparation of the
amen.
Gospel. Glory to God, you said that you would be my light in a dark world.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, one of these days I pray God speaks to you and give this church a message on what God says he is.
Yes,
what
amen.
What his word, you can go through Psalms and it'll mess you up.
Yes, amen. Yes.
He's my high tower.
Yes,
what
amen.
Does that mean, my brother? It means when the world comes against me, just
yes,
listen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad to serve God like that?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. He's my refuge.
Thank you,
he's my
thank
strength.
You, Lord.
He's a very present help. Now, he didn't say I'm a present help, did he?
No.
I know I got to stop.
Present.
But he said I'm a very present help, which means it's this. I'm everything you need me to be.
Yes, amen.
If you're single, you'll be your spouse.
Yes, amen.
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 If you're suffering, he'll be your physician.
Yes, he will.
If you
yes.
want somebody to talk to, he's right there.
Thank
in
you,
the midnight hour.
Thank you, Lord.
When the
yes.
kid, am I preaching it, sister? Glory to God.
That's right.
Think about it.
Amen.
Think about it. When everybody else is asleep and you don't want to wake your spouse up because they'll be ill and grumpy,
yeah.
you can go in your prayer closet. Hey, I know you always awake. And let me tell you something. Sometimes you think it's indigestion or heartburn that wakes you up. That's him knocking on your heart's door.
That's right. Amen.
I can't get your attention during the day, but I can get your attention
yes,
at 2 o'clock
amen.
In the morning. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Come on.
Yes,
I know I got to go. But he said, I'll be everything you want me to be.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Think about it. I'll be your bait when you can't get along.
That's right, amen.
I know I got to stop.
No, bless the Lord.
Brother.
I'll be the checkbook when you ain't got to die.
That's exactly right.
As my faith in him, so shall it be unto me. Jesus, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The doctor gives me six months to live. And Jesus said, you're not leaving no time until I call you home.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But think about
this.
Thank
you, Lord.
When Isaiah went to Hezekiah, he told Hezekiah, if I'm wrong, you rebuke me. He said, you're going to die. What did Hezekiah do? He didn't accept Isaiah's report.
Amen.
He turned his face to the wall. And he said something. And we ought to be able to say this.
Yes.
God, you know my life.
Amen.
Amen.
You know how it walked up right before you.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yes.
And then what happened? God changed Isaiah's thing. He said, God told me to tell you, you're not going to die. You're going to live.
Amen.
See, a lot of times we take the first report.
Amen.
The doctor says, I've got leukemia.
Mm.
We start accepting cancer. But his word said, I'm healed.
Amen.
Right. A lot of people are dying prematurely.
Yes.
Come on up here, please.
Do you think?
Glory to God. A lot of people are dying prematurely because they're accepting the word of man.
Yes.
And not what the word of God says.
Amen.
Yes. Do you know you can overcome depression through the word?
Yes.
Did you know you can overcome addictions through the word?
Amen.
Did you know a church can grow through the word? Come on, this church, y'all, if nobody else believes this church is growing, I think me and Pastor Philip and the deacons and the elders will say it. Glory to God, this church can grow. You have not seen the best yet. God didn't give you, can I say it? God didn't give you that land. God didn't give you that fellowship home. God didn't give you this church. God didn't give you this extended parking lot just for it to be empty. He gave it to you because he said, I know you can put something on that property.
Yes, amen.
I know that this can be it. These woods right here are y'all's, aren't they? You can tear those woods down and extend the parking lot.
Amen.
Go ahead. Lord God, I'm sitting here telling y'all something. I'm being honest with you. If you don't believe your church can grow, I do.
Yes, amen.
I do. Do I believe this church can set captives free?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Do I believe that this church has experienced the best yet? No, I don't. God gave you a young pastor. This young man is 30 years old.
Yes, amen.
And average lifespan, he said it this morning, and it's true, is 70 years for man. So you've got a pastor 30 plus years.
Yes, amen. Yes.
You don't need a pastor with 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot out of a banana peel.
Amen.
You need a pastor that can learn and grow with you.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes.
Don't neglect your gifts.
Yes.
Come on, church.
Yes, yes.
Don't neglect it.
Amen.
Don't neglect communion if they overtake you again. Lord God, I take communion daily.
Yes.
I just got to know, elder, that I'm purified.
Yes, hallelujah.
I need to know that when I go out to the world, there's enough God in me that I don't change.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. As everybody stands, I pray you got something out
Amen.
Of it.
Yes.
I didn't even get through half a page of the notes, and I had six pages. I want to make sure when I got here, Pastor, I had enough. Glory to God. Because God is more than enough.
You will never excuse me.
But this evening, I want to ask you, everybody in here is saved. Y'all pretty faithful. Okay, I know.
Amen.
When I was in revival, y'all showed up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you the faithful. You ain't the chosen frozen, you the faithful.
Amen.
Right. But I'm going to ask this question tonight. As elder comes, the deacons come, Pastor Sammy comes, Brother Scotty comes.
Amen.
I'm going to ask y'all to come up. I'm honored. You give reverence for reverence is due.
Yes, amen.
These men are mighty men of God.
Yes, amen.
You're here tonight, and you need us to pray for you about anything. The altar's open. I mean, you look, I got some mighty people behind me. But we serve a mighty God. If you're here tonight, if you have a need, as they sing, if you have a need, I would encourage you to come. And let's pray for you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church.
Amen.
Let them anoint you with oil.
Yes, yes.
These men are elders. These men are mighty men of God. If you want me to pray for you, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that can.
Amen.
So come to me to pray.
Amen.
You want to sing a verse in the chorus of the song? If no one comes, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bill. Does anybody want us to pray to you about anything? If you're here tonight, you're not where you need to be with God. Tonight's a perfect opportunity.
Yes,
get right.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, get up out of your seat. Come on down here and let's pray with you. Does anyone need prayer for anything? Father, I just come to you tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, every need that's in the house, I ask you to supply. Father, I ask you to touch Chris. Father God, right now in Jesus' name. The doctors can say one thing, but God can say another. Glory to God. You said in the word that the weak say, I am strong. Glory to God, and right now I ask you to touch. And Lord, touch the folks that are in life care tonight. Father God, the three folks that we have talked about this morning. Father, I ask you just to be with them. Father, those that are not here tonight, may you give them a zeal to serve you that they have lost. Father God, may we understand that we're living in the last days. We are living in the soon coming of the Son of God. We ask you, Lord, to meet every need. Lord, bless Newland Christian Church. Father God, we know you want to do a mighty thing in this house. Father, we ask you to touch Elk River Ministries. Father, we know you want to do a mighty thing in that house. Father God, I ask you to touch Avery County because you want to do a mighty thing in Avery County. Father God, touch Hampton, Tennessee because I know you want to do a mighty thing in Hampton, Tennessee. Lord, may we walk in the spirit of expectancy because it's the breeding ground for our miracles. Lord, we love you, we serve you, we praise you, we thank you. Of course, in Jesus' name we pray and everyone said, amen. Amen. Lord. Yes.
Said, you need to go get a check for sleep apnea. And it kind of put fear on me. But I know God can heal me. And I know the Bible says if I come and the elders anoint me, that I'll be healed.
Amen.
I don't want to have to go have a sleep pap machine and be on sleep apnea and go through. I don't want to go through that.
Can I tell you what's going on with you?
Yeah.
I used to have the same problem. Honestly. I did to sleep 2 or 3 hours a night. My mind just wandered. I just stopped. But the thing is, the reason you didn't fall is because the enemy, when you're asleep, you dream, and you dream, God shows you things. So I'm going to say this tonight. Your sleep after your prayer, you're going to be asleep.
You have a hard time sleeping too.
Amen. That's right.
Let's pray. Anybody else have trouble sleeping? Come on. Come on. Anybody else? I'm glad there's 2 or 3 today. Everybody else sleeps? Everybody else in this house, the Saul's Law?
I don't call it trouble sleeping. I just don't.
You can't.
Anybody
else?
I'm home. Hey, I don't call it trouble sleeping. I just don't sleep.
No, you don't sleep. Every time I talk to him, man, I have something in the day. I'll catch up with him on the elder.
That's right.
He'll be sleeping. Going
outside the room. This is happening.
Well, I didn't sleep, man. I got a prayer closet at their house. Lord, your word said that our sleep would be sweet.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Father, you know our bodies, and our bodies need rest. Our bodies need sleep. Father God, we are the temple of God. And if our temple is torn down, how can we be effective for the kingdom of God?
Yes, amen.
Father, your word says that, Lord, the old saying says, don't count sheep, talk to the shepherd.
That's right.
But Father, I'll tell you something tonight. I will tell y'all something that happens. And if I'm wrong, you start praying, you'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'll start praying tonight. As I'm getting ready to pray, I will start praying at night, and all of a sudden, I'm asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Start praying, you'll go to sleep. The enemy don't want you to pray.
Amen. That's
Lord
right.
God, because there's power in prayer.
Yes.
Father, we ask you right now, we don't have sleep apnea. Yes. We serve, glory to God, the God that is protecting our temples.
Yes.
Preserving
Amen.
Our temples. Yes. Father God, we serve a God that you said you would yes. give us sweet sleep. You said that you wanted us to be productive. You wanted us to impact lives.
Yes.
And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, ask God, y'all accept that y'all gonna sleep tonight.
Yes, amen.
If you can't, if you're having trouble sleeping, start praying. If praying don't work, start reading the Bible. You'll start sleep quick.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Stop thinking about all you didn't do.
Yes, amen.
Start thinking about all that you did do.
Yes, hallelujah.
When you put your everybody listen, when you put your head on your pillow each night, make sure that everything you did and gave it 110%. You didn't waste no time.
Yes, amen.
Because your day. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, it's a day of ministry.
Yes, amen.
Oh, y'all can really accept
that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. You that didn't come up, I pray your sleep is sweet too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank
well,
you.
I'm telling you. Y'all think thank I'm praying. I just know what the Word says, my brother.
Amen. Amen.
If the Word says it, I believe it enough yes. said. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Everything
amen.
He is. As old saying goes, is all that the bag of chips.
Yep. Yep.
Glory
yep.
to God.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I don't want to miss opportunities. I want to pray over your pastor tonight.
Yes, amen.
Not for sleep. I'm going to pray against that. But I want the church to come and let's pray for your pastor.
Yes, amen.
After that, can we pray for her? She needs prayer too.
Well, let's pray for her. And I want the last prayer we had to be for pastor. I'm going to pray
yes,
her.
Amen.
These little girls have just become part of my family.
Amen.
We show up, they jump in my Tahoe.
Amen.
They jump in my Tahoe. They'll jump in my Tahoe when I'm getting ready to go home.
That's right.
Y'all just go home with your mama. Yeah. You come down during the summer.
That's right.
But I heard her singing tonight when we were singing Amazing Grace.
Yes, amen.
She sat beside me and I turned and heard her singing. That's pretty good when the kids are singing.
Yes, amen.
Father, I ask you to touch my sister.
Yes.
Lord, right now, may her every need be supplied. What Satan meant for bad in her life, God's going to turn around for her.
Yes, amen.
Father, I ask you just to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, whatever it is that's coming against her, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Father, we ask you to move upon her. Bless her. Lord, when she goes to school tomorrow, may there be wisdom flowing
yes.
through her like never
you.
Before.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, may she raise her hand when the teacher asks a question.
Amen.
Lord, as she knows the answer before they even open the books.
Thank you.
Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you for what you're going to do in her life.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody in the church to come as we pray for Pastor. Come on. He gives, expecting
thank
nothing
you.
In return.
Thank you, Lord.
So how many of you this week, you don't have to raise your hand. I want everybody this week to pray for your pastor.
Amen.
Our burdens is heavy.
Yes, amen.
As a pastor. We carry things that you don't
that's
even
right.
realize. If you talk to us about your problems, 20 other people may have talked to us
that's
about
right.
their problems.
That's right.
Amen.
But every time you need him, he's there.
Yeah.
If he's not a pastor.
That's right. Amen.
There's things that we, and even the elders and the deacons will say this, there's stuff we'll take to the grave.
Yeah.
Because people have talked to us about. We only can't even talk to our spouses about
that's
what
right.
people talked to us about.
You're right.
When I became a pastor, I took an oath that everything people talked to me stayed between me and them. And
yeah.
I took it to the grave.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that his yoke is light.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord.
I want us to pray for wisdom.
Yes.
For knowledge.
Yes.
Discernment.
Yes.
I taught the elder Joe a whole lot checking on him. I do. I'll email him because I think it's quicker to get to your email. It is to me. But I'll email him. He'll sit back. Got it. Because I told him I needed his phone number one time and he said, oh, before at least I forget. Boom, there it was. Before I even got out a new one.
Can I say something?
Yes, please do.
I want to tell Philip, especially you asking me. 4 years ago, I was a midterm last year.
I was in a wheelchair, and he said, I'll never come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept praying.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I'm here today.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
She's here. She's saved.
Yes, amen.
God's doing awesome things
yes,
in her life.
Amen.
All
yes.
because one person reached out.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
One person reaching out to somebody that's hurt can do miracles
amen.
In their lives.
Go ahead. Amen.
For somebody to walk up to you battling a drug addiction and say, hey, I believe in you.
That's right.
It means a lot.
Yes, it sure does.
You'd be amazed to just let somebody don't come to church here, instead of saying they're missing, pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, we really missed you this morning. Is everything okay? But Pastor, you don't understand, I'm busy. You'd want somebody to reach out to you.
Yes, amen.
Amen. You'd want somebody to reach out to you and say, man, we really missed you this morning. We really missed you tonight. I do that as a pastor. If somebody misses church, I'll probably text them. Because some people don't like you calling them.
Yeah.
To say, yeah, we really missed you today. We love
yeah.
you. If you need me, I'm here.
Yeah.
And then next Sunday they usually show up.
Amen.
Yes,
yeah.
we missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
and that means something. You
yes,
care so
sure
much
does.
About me, you say you miss me.
Amazing.
Amen.
Let's don't live in this church in mindset, God bless my forward. No
That's more. Exactly
right. Let's
Amen.
Live a mindset in this church. We want everybody to feel what we feel.
Amen.
I am going to stand here with you telling you that I cover this man. And I'm going to pray for him just like you are. Every day I say, God, give him wisdom, give him knowledge,
yes,
give him discernment.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, let the things of the world that's trying to preoccupy him fall to the wayside. So he can focus on what you've called
yes,
him.
Yes, amen.
Father, right now, I'm
yes.
the elders and the deacons.
Yes.
The pastors pray with me. Father, I just come
thank
to you right
you.
Now. You agree with us, church. Father,
yes,
we just
amen.
Come to you right now and we cover this mighty man of God. Father, I ask you that you would just move upon him as you called him and given him assignment to pastor this church. Father, may you open up the avenues of wisdom and knowledge and discernment. Father God, may he have a song in the night. Father God, may he have a God encounter. Father, like never before. May you open up the word of God in ways you never have before. Father, may you take things that try to distract him away from you and let him have blinders and not look to the left or the right, but to stay focused on that thing that you called him to and called him for a time such as this. Father, may he have that heart that, glory to God, he wants to make it hard for people to go to hell in Avery County. Glory to God, he wants to make it people hard for people to go to hell in Western North Carolina in the world. Father, right now, may you
yes.
give him that fire shut up in his
yes.
bones. Father, may you give him that will in the middle of the big
yes.
will.
Amen.
Father God, may you give him a fire that he's never had before. Father, no man can put out a flame that God puts in a person's
Hallelujah.
Heart. And Father,
yes.
right now, in Jesus' name, may we pray for him. May we lift him up. May we be that ear and ear when things are going bad, that shoulder to cry on. Father,
yes.
he knows I cover him, and he knows I preserve
yes.
his heart.
Yes.
Father God, and just take him and use him mightily for you. We love him.
Yes.
And we thank you for the call of God on his life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Now,
you.
Brother, she's all yours. God bless you guys. I love you.
I ain't got nothing else to say. Now, you're back. The week after Father's Day, right?
Yeah, it's the, yeah, the one Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so we'll be here Monday through Friday that week. Father's Day is the third Sunday in June. I don't mm-hmm. know the exact date.
I don't either.
Just go ahead and plan to be here for that, but it sounds like you're going to be back for quite a few services.
We'll be,
Monday,
yeah,
so.
Every 2 weeks, you guys expect Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to rock and roll.
They can't get revived enough over there to help them ministry stuff. So. I mean, it's not even revival within the church. There's a difference. Revival is bringing them in. Renewal is happening in a lot of these
yes.
churches.
Yes, amen.
But one thing I just want to say before we leave tonight, I think I said it last night, maybe. Might have been the night before. But I don't know how many people have seen this whole big to-do about Lauren Daigle
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. But I mean, if you I don't know if anybody watches the Ellen Show. I know a lot of people like it because they enjoy it. But Lauren Daigle, who's a Christian music artist, was on the Ellen Show, and now everybody's starting to really get mad at her and say, well, she shouldn't have been on there and she shouldn't have shown support. She didn't show support to anything.
That's
she
right.
She answered a call. Mm-hmm. And we need to pray for her.
We need to pray for
that ministry. We need to pray for the ministry of people who are going out into the world and doing what we're scared to do.
That's right.
And, I mean, she went on the show, shared the gospel, and what everybody's getting mad about is that she was on the show and she's supporting what Ellen lives for. They don't realize that God used that opportunity not only for her to sing a word about him, but then Ellen, who everybody's upset about, then turned around and gave her CD to every person in the audience.
That's right.
I mean, that opens the door for them to take it home, listen to it, and hear the gospel that Lauren Daigle is sharing.
Yep.
And just so you know, before anybody else gets mad about it, she either was or is going to be on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you want to get mad about all the places she's going, I see it as an opportunity
for
God opening doors to get the gospel into the world.
Amen.
And so it takes people like her who are willing to cross lines that people put in.
That's right.
And, I mean, what she said about it was just so sweet. And I think it's something we can all take to heart. And she said, if we're starting to draw lines around the people, she said, I believe we should be like Jesus. And he said, love everyone.
That's right.
And she's like, but we're too busy drawing lines around the people that we can't. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, I feel like we as Christians, and I don't know that we're guilty of it in this church as the church is about, but we're guilty of drawing lines around people. We don't use discernment. We use, what's the word I'm looking for? We don't love one another. We disqualify people before they ever even get in the doors of the church.
That's right.
I talked about it this morning a little bit, but I'm just simply saying, let's not disqualify anybody from coming.
Yes.
I don't care who's preaching, if it's me or Pastor Stamey or Pastor Jonathan, or if one of you gets up and shares a message, which is, if it happens, it happens. You know, I think the Spirit can lead and offer opportunities, but if we disqualify people before they can even come in the door, just because we say they're not worthy to hear the Word of God, remember, one day you weren't worthy.
That's exactly right.
Let's just remember that as we go forward tonight. I have nothing else to say to you.
She's got a song on that album called Losing My Religion.
I have.
And it says, I'm losing my religion and finding something new.
Amen.
Something different. And different looks
the worst,
like you.
Yeah. The religion is the worst thing the church can give.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because religion is the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
That's
religion is the traditions that we want to hold on to that aren't necessarily in the scripture. Religion is becoming religious so that others see us. Christian is following something that the world doesn't look at us but him.
That's right.
And so I hope that's what we take with us. But anything else anybody wants to add? Kelly, you got a word? You're looking like you want to say something.
I'm
respecting. Ernie, you good back there?
I just want to thank God for what he's doing for me.
Amen.
And I ask for prayer.
Amen.
Just like I tell Brother Philip, I need the prayer and he needs the prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
Everybody else wants to practice for Ernie.
That's right.
Well, there's nothing else.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to close out in prayer. And Joe, I'm going to ask you to close us in prayer.
Now to the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, our great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God go in peace. Peace be with
Yes, I love that stuff. I know. Needs more coffee. We have. Oh, no, yours didn't work for you. Ours works for us. You need another one.
Yeah.